Welcome, 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 welcome to the Be Real Presents Humble Alpha. Life's only one take, so be real because there is no be real. Be humble, stay hungry. So for y'all that don't know, I'm on my little guest tour right now. Give you guys some exclusive content, great perspective from great people. This is a lifestyle podcast, so really it's driven around authenticity and it's driven around being yourself and being able to present yourself to the world and provide that perspective of not just our lives, but the lives that you may be going through and situations you may be going through, so you can understand that it's just not you out there. And maybe some of these things that we say you can resonate with and learn from. So last week I had Samantha on. This week I got a really good homie on. Met him through my current workplace. I got a job at a commercial gym as a trainer, and he got hired shortly after me. And like upon first meetup, like this dude's been real since the jump, like presented himself as he was, and that shit ain't changed from the very beginning to where we are now. And like that is just true authenticity. So truly remarkable individual, and I'm very excited to have this episode. So with all due respect, my man Metric, introduce yourself.
Yes sir, it's your boy Metric, and I appreciate you having me and coming to do this podcast with me, bro. I've been waiting to do it.
Hey bro, for sure, for yes, sure, sir. For sure. It's what you've been waiting on, bro. We've been talking about this for a whole week.
Yes,
a whole week. Bro. So let me tell y'all, I do this little questionnaire for like the guests I get on here and like topics of what we want to talk about and like off limit topics. Like this dude is so like himself in regards to who he is, what he believes in, his mindset, his living, that under the side of things we can't talk about, he put non-applicable on everyone. He said, sir. No, don't matter. Anything and everything. Fucking great. So one thing I really want to get into with Metric and pick your brain on, bro, is your weight loss stuff. Like you kind of have the same background as me as being like the bigger kid.
Yep.
And like not wanting that life for yourself no more. Mm-hmm. And then having that transformation into, you know, taking care of your health and everything that comes with it as far as like confidence, well-being, and just the overall physical side of it. So if you don't mind, tap into that a little bit.
Yeah, man. So, like I said, I always been the bigger kid, been on the bigger side, always had a gut on me, man. I had a homie of mine. He started working out with me, getting me into the gym. 5-6 times a week, and just fell in love with it after that. And now I'm here today looking completely different. A year and a half ago, started from what, 240, now I'm 190 lean.
240, that's 50 pounds, my guy.
Boy, got abs finally from what's in his life, boy, flexing, bro. Man. Shit, I've been loving it,
bro. I can't even lie, bro. Like, as a big dude, like, that is a top tier status. Bro, like always having the gut and never having abs, and the first day they actually pop, it's like,
it's amazing, bro.
It's like getting your first boner, bro. Damn, it's like, bro, what is this? Like, what are they here?
What is that? What is that right there, bro?
What are these, bro? Are they really here? Yeah. Like, it's such a great feeling. Like, when I first got my abs, because when I moved out here, I was still heavy. Like, I was so distracted back home, and I didn't realize it until I moved to a new state. But I was like,
do the same.
240 and fat.
Yeah.
Like I was gutted. Mm-hmm. A bad 240. But in my mind, I'm still dumb good. Like I'm still doing it.
Simple.
And then I realized, like in a short amount of time, that I was so far gone. I got back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back on track and my abs finally started showing up like 6, maybe 9 months later after just grind, bro, you couldn't tell me shit. Like,
nothing.
I was shirt off everywhere I went.
Yeah,
it didn't matter, bro. I was just outside, bro.
We outside.
Shirt off, bro. It didn't matter. I was like, yeah, I got him. But I'm going to show him.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's such a great feeling. So with that transformation for yourself, like, what really inspired that? What was the mentality behind it? Aside from your homie getting you into working out, like, what really drove you to want to make that change?
Really, what drove me was after that first month, man, I really started seeing definition in my arms, seeing definition in my legs, and I was really tired of looking sloppy and fat because I've literally always been that way, and it's just really amazing how much hard work I've put in to look like I do now.
Right.
And it's really still crazy to me that I have abs, that I look this good now, that I've just always been that big, hefty motherfucker that just... don't know, bro. Just didn't. I always had the confidence. You feel me?
Oh yeah, like, that's a big thing. That's why it's an illusion almost. Yeah, it's like I'm still confident. So I almost got something.
Yeah, I'm still confident. I'm still big. Still, you know what I'm saying? But now that I know that I look like I should have been like this way my whole life, because I've always been heavy set, and I just love it, bro.
So what did that do to your confidence once you got
boosted through the roof? You can't tell me nothing now, bro. At all. Not one word. You'd be like, you don't even look that good. Yeah, say what again?
Yeah, what? One more time?
Come on.
One more time?
Yeah.
And then it's at that point, it's like, all right, that's your opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's cool.
Yeah, that's why your girl still want me. Okay.
Bro, I said too, bro. I think as a male, like, regardless of what your sexual orientation is, like, just the attraction from whatever you're into, once you get into that shape, it just makes you feel so much better.
Yeah, bro.
Because even if you have the confidence, like, sometimes big dudes just don't get play. Mm-hmm. It's just how it goes.
That's just how it goes.
It's just how you're the big dude. And you're hanging out with swole people. Yep. It's like, all right, well, I guess this is how it goes. But then once you get to that realm, you're like, oh, no, I'm no longer that. Like, I'm it.
Yeah, I'm him.
I'm him. It changes everything.
Man, completely.
And that was a big thing for me when I had my first transformation in high school. Like, I went from being the kid that was always getting friend zoned, but I had confidence. So I was still pulling here and there, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And then once I got skinny, like, I saw eyes light up.
Yeah.
And then everybody, you couldn't tell me shit.
Mm-hmm. And you walk into the room, dude, just staring at you now.
And then at that age, bro, I was young. I was immature. So I was an asshole about it. Yep. Like, I didn't want to be, but, like, that shit fueled my ego. I was like,
100%.
But now it's just different. I feel like now that I'm older, like, it's more for me than it is anybody else.
Yep.
Like, that attraction side's cool because it's now like, okay, I see you looking at me. We can have this conversation. Mm-hmm. But, like, the mentality of just trying to smash, smash, smash is different.
Oh yeah.
Because for me, like, working out is a headspace thing.
Oh yeah, I got to.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a need, bro. It's not a want, it's a need that I have to do. Like, if I go more than a day without working out, I'm mad at myself.
Shit feels weird. Yeah. Like, it just don't feel right at all. And, like, you feel like you're missing something or depriving yourself of your gains or whatever they may be.
Yep.
And it's the aspect of wanting to be better and, like, getting better and know that you can reach it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking, it's a great thing.
And then coming here, bro, it's just a great environment. All the people that we just see and interact with and, like, work out. And it's just like, it's hard not to want to do the games when people are telling you that you're looking different than when the first time that you got here.
For sure. And also being in a gym setting, like, it's equally motivating because, like, before, you have those cultures of gym people that are, like, super gym bro. Where it's like, oh, you're fat, why are you here? Or you're just like, they judge way too much. Whereas now I'm looking at it like, bro, this 80-year-old's on the treadmill right now for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I get a workout in?
Right, exactly.
Like, what's stopping me from working out when, bro, it probably hurt them to get up this morning.
Exactly.
And it probably took them 2 hours just to get ready to get here. And here I am young and able, and I can't work out for an hour.
Right.
I can't challenge myself for an hour. Like, that shit. And when people are in here, like, that's inspiring for me. Like, seeing the big people in here.
Yeah.
Seeing the people that might lack the confidence to interact outside of here, but they're still coming here to better themselves. Like, that's what everybody's coming to the gym for.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it's fueled, whether it's like, oh, I want to look good, I want to feel good, the doctor's making me come here, I'm trying to beat this, that, whatever. Like, we see you. Like, we see you working. We see you putting the work in to better yourself. Whatever your underlying meaning may be, it's all to better yourself, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, whatever. And, like, that's valued. And, like, that should go a long way. And you can't take care of anybody else unless you take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, being in the gym setting is so huge.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So, let's get into the managerial side of things. Like, what were your careers before you started this gym institution or career route?
So, I went to college and graduated, and right out of college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do.
What was your degree?
Criminal justice.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just kind of jumped from job to job. I was a FedEx driver. I did construction for a little bit. What else? I worked at Walmart for a little bit. Really just a lot of customer service, and then I ended up here, and I loved it. I loved it just because of the fact that the people here, and obviously I get to work out whenever I want to, and it's just really been an eye-opener for me. It's really opened doors for me as a, because I've always wanted to try to be an actual personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to y'all, and it's just, this fuels my energy even more, because it's the fact that everybody's saying that I could be one, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously because of my transformation.
For sure.
And it's just, I don't know, bro. The environment is just, it's crazy here.
Yeah, because as a trainer, you are your biggest advertisement.
Yep.
And when people, especially when you're working a job weekly, daily, monthly, yearly, people are going to see you transform before you see yourself transform. So then they're like, oh, bro. Bro's doing it. Like, bro changed in 3 months. I want to be like that. Like, I want what he's having.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know? And that's huge. That's huge. But what do you like? What do you enjoy about management? Or aside from the perks of the membership and everything, what do you really enjoy about the managerial side of things?
I enjoy that, I guess, I kind of somewhat have control over things when it's just me here on the weekends. And, you know, and, I never really had that authority ever at any other job that I've had. So it really, like, makes me understand, like, how things should really work as, like, being an upper...
The top dog.
Yeah.
How it reflects on you.
I don't have to really answer anybody like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, but, like, being a manager, bro, it's been pretty cool. I mean, obviously it has its ups and downs, but...
For sure.
That comes with everything.
For sure. For sure. For sure. So your mentality overall, how would you describe Metric in 3 words?
I would say I'm pretty calm, cool, and collected, bro. I know it's real cliche, but that's definitely me to a T, bro.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we click so well, because we're both that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just kind of stay in our own lane, and when things pop up, well, we'll pop in, we'll say what's up, and then we'll just leave when we got
to
leave.
Yeah, we won't be trying to do too much.
Not at all. Because when you do too much, you're starting to really show your ass. And, like, no one wants to see that.
At all.
And especially in today's culture where it's like, look at me, like, but people want to be looked at for the wrong reasons.
Yep.
Too many people are trying to fit in for the wrong reasons just to be accepted into a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, like, the B-Real is not that. Like, the whole basis of this podcast is to be yourself and let that shine. Like, for me, I know I have a gift of understanding. Like, through and through. Like, I have the best way of just listening to people, hearing perspective, and making shit make sense. So regardless of what goes on here, like, if someone needs to get some shit out and they're like, I don't know if this makes sense, I'm like, all right, let's talk. Let me just let it out. Let me listen. And I have a way of just making things so simplified. Because I'm not the smartest dude. I'm not eloquent to any means. Like, I don't have a lot of words in my dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know how to paint the pictures and solve the problem. And, like, that to me is huge, especially in this atmosphere, because, like you said, customer service.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got to be able to interact, especially as a manager. You have to be able to relate to your employees.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to relate to your clientele here, because I know I did management at a GNC before, and, like, it's not always easy. No, some people are incompetent as fuck.
Yeah.
And they can't do the simplest of tasks, or some customers are super angry or irritated all the time.
For what?
But being able to be keeping that calm, cool, collective composure like that in itself is a gift.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Very huge, bro. I'm just glad that I've came so long from how I used to be, bro. Man, I used to be an angry motherfucker, dog.
I can see it. I can fucking see it.
I was angry all the time from the age of like 5 to like till I went to college, bro.
What was fueling that anger?
Literally, it'd just be little shit, bro. Like, somebody can make fun of the way I walked, or like my shirt was too tight, or like my pants were too big, or like just simple shit. It didn't even really matter what it was. Sometimes I was just mad just cause.
Just woke up mad
all day, bro. But another thing, I had a crazy ass girlfriend that really fueled my flames, bro.
Yeah.
So she really helped out the reason why I was so angry all the damn time, bro. She literally was one of the controlling ass females, didn't let me go out with my friends.
She kept you on a leash.
Yeah, bro.
And didn't let you be yourself.
Ever since then, bro, I went to college and became a completely different person.
You have freedom.
Yeah,
to be
I
who
opened
you
up
are.
And was just like, bro, this is lovely. Like, I really let this girl control me. And
yeah.
I'll never let that shit happen to me again, bro, because I refuse.
It's like, yeah, this life thing's actually kind of cool.
Yeah,
like,
bro,
this shit's actually fun.
I cannot do it.
Damn. That's tough. So this being the boys talking, what's your view on ladies now? Because I know going through a situation like that, like, it's kind of tough to to let trust in. Because I got trust issues myself. Like, yeah. I've been in situations where I've been lied to by a female, and I've been kind of manipulated and gaslighted, and that, to me, carries baggage. So when it's time for a girl that wants to do something with me, I can't, because I got too much that I'm afraid. Too much, like, yeah, because I don't want to fall in too deep.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to give up too much of myself, and that's what kind of put me in my state of being calm, cool, and collected, because, like, I don't really need that to complete me.
Yeah.
I got to be me first.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, like, this is cool, we click, we do whatever, but I need you to be who you are. Mm-hmm. And I need me to be who I am. And I want us to come together and create something, but I never want to be that codependent relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to know, like, no matter how much love I have for you, the day you say you want to go, or you act stupid and act funny, fine.
That's cool.
Go. Bye. And that's easier said than done, because, like, there's been times where I've been hurt, bro. I've been crushed, and I was like, fuck, this hurts. Mm-hmm. This sucks. Man, like, this is terrible. But at the end of the day, like, as a male and as a confident, you know, humble alpha in this scenario, like, you have to have that type of mindset.
All the time.
So do you find that relationship helped you obtain that mindset, or?
Yeah, for sure, because, like, nowadays I don't even try and give females a time of day, bro, because it's like, what's the point at this? Because it's just like every time I try and put myself out there, it's just like I just get shut down. And it's like, I don't feel like getting shut down anymore, bro. It's really irritating to me. So I just let females do what they do, bro. And just continue to better myself in the gym and in life.
And that's not to say that you don't value her as a female.
No,
it's just like you're not going to give up yourself for that piece of your relationship.
Exactly. I'm not chasing.
Yeah.
Ever again in my life, bro.
Attract, don't chase, and when it's there, let it grow.
Yes, sir.
Facts. Nurture. Yeah. I can dig that. It's good shit, bro. So you play sports. What sports do you play?
So I pretty much damn near played every sport there is. I played soccer, played football. That was my favorite sport ever, still is to this day. But I played basketball, baseball, did wrestling for a little bit. I did track as well. See, I was all over the place, bro.
Athlete.
Yeah.
ATH on the depth chart.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Where you need me, coach? I got to
go. Put me in.
Yes, sir.
Running back bet. Quarterback bet. Safety, come on.
Easy.
O-line, D-line, fuck it.
Come on.
Let's ride. Yeah.
Did not matter, bro, because since my weight's fluctuated my whole life, so I've always been able to just kind of
move around the chains. Yeah. That's kind of like me. I was always bigger growing up, so I was O-line, D-line. And then from there, I went to linebacker, and then I played safety a little bit in college and, like, running back in middle school. So, like, I've been across. I've been the same way. So how do you feel about sports as far as character development?
Man, I know people are probably going to get mad about this, but I could care less. But I came from Texas, and you all know Texas football is way different than
it's football country.
You know what I'm saying? So it really developed me as a character in life, too, because how hard coaches would push you and push you to the limits where you didn't think you'd be able to reach or overcome.
Right.
And I took that and grain of salt and just was like, yeah, bro, this is it. Like, I'm just going to continue to better myself on the field and in life as a man, because in Texas, bro, they teach you how to be a man just by playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally embed it in you to not be weak. Not be soft.
You want to be the best, you got to play like the best.
Exactly.
Because your spot can't be taken.
Exactly. All these guys are either good or better than you. And I had to always think about that in the back of my mind. Just me being me, I was like, bro, I'm definitely one of the best people out here.
Yeah, because at that point, you got to have that mindset because it's cutthroat every day. Yeah, like, your starting spot is not guaranteed.
At all.
And that's what's different about today's culture is everybody is entitled to some shit. Or they feel like they're entitled to some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. That's not the case.
At all. And then having overcome 3 surgeries, 2 on my knee and 1 on my shoulder, that really, you know, that creates freaking character as it is. Mm-hmm. Just having to come back from an injury, trying to be better or at least good as you were before.
Right. Bouncing back from that adversity.
Yeah, it's just like, that really, me overcoming that is like one of the biggest achievements in my life, bro. Just coming back better and healthier than I've ever been in my life right now.
Right. That's huge. That's huge, because that's the ultimate. Like, my mom told me when I tore my knee in high school, it was like, you can either quit or you can get up and go do it. Like, you got to keep moving. Like, this is not the end of your story at all, by any means. You got to fight through it, come back, and come back better. Because those are your two options. You either sit there and give up and wallow the rest of your life, or you get up and do something about it.
Yep.
And I was always taught to keep trucking. Do something about it. Mm-hmm. Get up and go. Because ain't shit going to come to you.
At all.
Especially if you quit.
Yeah. That's a no-go. Never once in my life did I ever just quit something. If I knew I wasn't going to finish it, I would at least try.
Yeah.
I would at least give it my all.
Learn from it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if it don't work out, you can at least say, I did that.
Yeah. Like, look, I learned something new.
Big facts. Big facts. Bro, it's the mentality behind it. So this being a mental wellness podcast, and I know you mentioned that you dealt with a lot of anger issues
mm-hmm.
in your upbringing and in regards to relationships and just overall human interaction. Aside from that, have you felt that you had any other mental ailments that kind of held you back?
I guess just me being in my own head about a bunch of shit, just like thinking that I'm not good enough for somebody or something. But really, it's just me just like dogging myself for no reason.
Being your own worst critic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done that quite a bit my whole life just because of the fact that I've always been like kind of popular. And most people, like, obviously they knew me and whatnot, but it's just kind of weird now because, I mean, obviously everybody pretty much loves me here, bro, but...
It's personality, yeah. It's energy, and again, you know it's that I'm authenticity.
Saying? I don't know, bro, that shit, it's just a hard upbringing, bro, just because, like you said, I was an angry kid, bro, and it's just the fact that when I was angry all the time when I wasn't playing sports.
Mm-hmm. So you had nothing, you had no outlet.
Like, I had to have something to do. Like, mm-hmm. if I didn't play football one season and I was starting failing my classes, being acting up in class, bro, and then next year I got into football and now everything went back up, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I had to, like, physically be doing something.
You had something to let out that anger.
Yeah. It was just built up all the time and I just never could figure out why, bro.
Yeah.
And now that I work out so much, like, the anger's, like, gone.
It's mental wellness.
Yeah.
Because you're taking care of yourself. You're putting that into something to better yourself.
Yeah, it's literally gone. Like, I can't remember the last time I got mad over some dumb shit. Like, it just doesn't faze me anymore.
Yeah. That's maturity, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's life.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's what we're here for. That's wild. That's wild. I couldn't imagine waking up and just being mad every day.
Or just mad for what?
Bro. Like... Because knowing you that I know about you, I haven't seen the angry side of it, but I guess it makes sense that you say you're angry all the time. So I couldn't imagine being a big dude.
Yeah.
And then always being mad on top of that.
I was a scary motherfucker, bro.
Bro.
As a kid, motherfuckers were just scared of me, bro.
They didn't know when they were going to get fucking whopped, bro. Like,
yeah.
They're going to get fucking cracked mm-hmm. right on the side of the head.
It was bad, dog. Like, even I had good friends growing up, they had to just accept that I was angry like that. This is just how it was.
It's all just metric.
Yeah. That's it, bro. It's like, oh, yeah, that's how he is, bro.
Bro's like, what's really good, yeah, bro? Yeah. What's really good?
Like, I could be cool until somebody just do some dumb shit, and I'm like, bro, what's up? Like, what you really trying to do? Like,
yeah, we could talk about this.
Yeah.
We could take care of this right now.
Yeah, I just didn't care, but I went to college, bro, blossomed. I realized that it's really not that serious. People are going to talk shit regardless. And when you get mad about somebody talking shit, they're just going to continue to talk shit even more. And that really, like, opened up to me when I was on football team. Because, you know, they steady talking shit.
That's all they do.
Yeah. And when they realized that I was one of those guys that got mad like that, they continued to try to pick on me and whatnot.
Because it's entertaining at that point.
And I finally was just like, bro, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, say what you want, bitch. Like, it is what it is, dog.
Yeah, I feel like that's so relatable because, like, my friend group back home, like, that's literally all we do is talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Literally all we do. And, like, we talk shit to the point where we know someone's about to snap, and then we keep talking shit.
Yep.
And then we just let it die back down just so we can start it over again. Like, but I think what you said there is, like, one of the biggest cliche, kind of cliche, but metaphorical, whatever, life messages is that the shit's really not that serious.
Nah.
Any piece of it. Like, it's really not that serious. As long as you have control over yourself and your reaction to a situation, it don't matter. Because at the end of the day, like, we all have the power of choice. We can choose what we want to do. We can choose what we react to. We can choose what we fuel our bodies with, both, like, entertainment, stimulation, whatever it may be. We have that choice. But it's not that serious. Because you make one wrong choice, you can easily correct that. You can't necessarily go back in time and rearrange the outcome or like change the situation, but you can learn from it and make a better choice the next time around. And that's like the game of life, and that's so simple too. Like, life is a game, bro.
That is definitely a fact.
You just take the risks. You get your VC up, you get some points, you get some new attributes, and you play the game.
Spend your VC on whatever
for sure
thing that you need.
But you got to spend it on yourself. Like, you can't just spend it on outside shit. Like, just because you have a My Player on 2K, because you dress him up nice, don't make him a better player.
Exactly.
You got to build the attributes. You got to get your speed up, your agility, your shoot, whatever it may be. Clothes don't matter at that point.
At all.
Material things don't matter at that point. You got to invest in yourself. And that's not a materialistic standpoint. That's mental, physical, and spiritual well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's a game every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I put so much time and effort into my body, man. I just look back and I'm so proud of myself.
You should be, bro. You made drastic changes.
Yeah, it's just so hard now, but because, like, as my mom was telling me, bro, like, I post myself all the time now looking like this, and nobody really knows, like, how I used to be. So she's like really accusing me of like being like I love myself, but it's like I do love myself just because of the fact of how long it's took me to get where I'm at.
She's trying to word it in the sense that it's vain,
yeah,
that you love yourself that way, but it's not what it is. You're showing yourself appreciation for what you've come from. But I feel like, especially for the older generation, they don't get that aspect of wellness. Like, there is a level of it that is vain. Like, those people that are like, if their mentality's vain, if it's like, oh, I look like this, you never look like me, you little bitch, yeah, like shit like that, versus like, bro, I came from being, I was 280 at my heaviest.
Oh, damn.
280.
280?
And I went down to 189. Almost lost 90 pounds.
Damn.
Like, crazy. Crazy. But for you, 240 to what, you said 190?
Yeah, I'm 190 now.
Bro, that's 50 pounds. Like, you gotta appreciate that.
Yeah.
And when you make something like that, you gotta post that shit. Yeah, and again,
no,
like,
no way I can.
It goes in the aspect like, I love you, mom, but I don't care. Yeah. Like, this is not for you. This is for me. I'm not downgrading anybody with my success. I'm humbling it, but I'm gonna appreciate it, and I'm gonna love every minute of it, and that's gonna increase the momentum behind it.
Yep.
But the older generation doesn't really get that. But I also understand for them, like, social media is new, and there is a lot of vain shit on social media. So there is some negative context to it, but it's not what it is. And I feel like that's where you present your message well, is because it's just like an appreciation of your journey.
Yep.
And that's only going to fuel you to do more.
Mm-hmm. And people have been like, literally my friends, like different females that I ain't talked to in years have been hitting me up lately, like seeing that I've been motivating them to go and start their journey.
And that's one of the best feelings ever.
Man, bro, it just makes you kind of like want to cry, bro. Like, it's just, it's crazy, dog, because it's like, I never thought people would reach out to me and tell me that I'm motivating them to better themselves.
Because they see you do it.
Yeah.
And they see you continually doing it.
Exactly. And it's like, it's one of the best feelings, bro. And I just can't even explain it.
And that's the aspect of, you don't know who you're reaching with your message.
Yeah.
But that's where social media is such a vital tool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I do this podcast. That's why I get people on here like you, because like, the message is different from different people, and people receive the message differently from different people. And you never know who you're going to hit with your success or with your motivation, with your mindset. But this is an outlet for it to be at least out there to make that difference. Because I have, like, the same, like, I have people, I went through a very tough winter last winter, like, very depressed, very sad, like, didn't want to come out the house, like, hermit shit, bro. Like, if I had a cave, I would have locked myself in that shit, one that came out, all winter. And I had people reach out to me, like, out of the blue, it was like, bro, you good? Like, you've been posting to social media in, like, 3-4 weeks, and I've been missing your content. And I was like, bro, just seeing that one message made me snap out of it.
Yeah, it's like when you see that people want to see you doing good, it's a great feeling.
It's motivating. It reminds you of how good you're doing. It reminds you that this is for you, but it's helping more people along the way.
Yeah.
And having that identity to want to help people and help others be the best version of themselves, like, that's fueling. It fuels a fire.
Definitely does, bro. Every time. Every damn time.
Deep. Deep. So I want to get back into family a little bit. I know your mom has this whole thing about social media and you posting, but aside from that, like, family life good? What's your take on family?
So So my family life is pretty good, bro. I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's not bad in any way or shape or form. But me just moving up here, having to live with my mom right now, just because of the fact that I haven't made enough money to move out, it's really been like kind of heavy on me. I haven't tried to let it like affect me too much, but it's always in my head, bro. It's just one of them things, like I'm just trying to grow up and really just have my own shit, my own place, and it's just frustrating that I haven't got to that point yet. But yeah, my sister, man, she stays in Dallas. She's doing all right, I hope, because my mom was talking about some shit the other day that she wasn't doing good. She was depressed because something about her little girlfriend cheated on her and shit. And then I tried to reach out to her. She actually started working out with me too, and that really was like, that really hit my heart, bro. And I was like, I'm so proud that I could just, somebody, like literally I grew up with her, and she's motivated by me. I mean, obviously I'm a big brother, but
still, like,
it's still one of them things.
Seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, yeah.
And then my older sister, I don't talk to her much, but we're actually full siblings. She's my only full sibling that I have. Because my dad, he got another wife, he got another woman that had twins with them. So I have three sisters and a brother, but three of my siblings are only half. So my younger brother, he goes to UCLA and he plays volleyball. 6'7", bro, beast. No, plays for the Team USA, bro.
6'7".
Bro, 6'7".
Bro.
Dog. And then my younger sister, she's like probably like 5'10".
Still tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their mom's like my height.
Shit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be 6'3".
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
6'3". I'm going to rap for everybody.
But yeah, I mean, my family life is, it's real hard to explain because, like, me and my family, I grew up talking shit about people. Like, me and my family, that's just something that we do.
Yeah, it's a dynamic.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I just got used to that. So now that it's just crazy to see that we still do that to this day, bro.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
That's like my family back home. Everybody's still the same. Like, I go back, but that's what it's supposed to be. That's the familiarity with it. Like, that's what you grow up with. And as long as you're not letting it, like, take over your identity with the negative side of it and, like, falling into, I guess, that genetic curse, people like to say, you're good. Because you're breaking that line.
Yeah.
But you're still being yourself.
And I guess my family has a lot of alcoholics, bro. So, like, I really try to stay away from that. I drink, obviously, here and there, but I try to stay away from that just because I don't want to fall into that trap of alcoholism just because it runs in my family.
You're not going to let it consume your life.
Yeah, I can't, bro. It's just something that I've always told myself that I was never going to do, and I still continue to have not done that.
Facts. And that's what I feel like for me with my depression. Like, I've seen severe depression in my family through multiple aspects and experienced it firsthand. And seeing that, like, I knew for a fact I never wanted to be that. I never wanted to be in that state that I couldn't leave the house, let alone get up to even wash my own ass, you know, for weeks on end. Like, I didn't want to be that. And I did everything in my power not to be that. But in avoiding that big picture, the smaller things always crept in.
Yep.
And then at one point, the smaller things became a big thing. But once I had that awareness and actuality of it, it was revelation. And I was able to come back and regain control over my life. Again, with the power of choice and me being my avatar for this game, you know? So that's big. It's real big that you have that awareness of, like, that shit's in your family, but that's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
And you having that experience and seeing it, you're able to be like, okay, this is getting a little too much. Let me dial back a bit. Whereas it's easy to fall in that trap and be like, oh, this shit's just comfortable. It's just who I am.
Yeah.
It's not who you are. It's who you choose to be in everything. People are like, oh, that's just me. That's who you're choosing to be.
Yeah.
It's not who you are. Because you can be somebody completely different as long as it's real. Like, not that false. So I'm this today, but tomorrow I'm gonna be this, and this. Like,
yeah, like a couple people I know.
Long-term growth. It's gotta be authentic. It's gotta be real. It can't be just to fit in for a certain image or a certain group. It's gotta be something to truly better yourself. And that's just real.
Yes, sir. And I just love that the fact that I just came so far, man. Just even with back on the whole females thing, bro. I've really always let females kind of like run over me. Like, once I feel that I really like fuck with you, or like even think that I love you, I let shit just slide.
Yeah. Like ignore the red flags.
Big shit. And I just, and I continue to let that shit just slide inside until I just can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 4 years down the road.
And that's too long.
Yeah, way too long, bro. That's one thing that I've just still have to overcome, because it's like, once I fuck with you, I fuck with you. And it's just like damn, like I just can't not fuck with you.
Right. We built so much and already gave you so much of me. How am I supposed to just like let that shit go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's tough, bro. That's why I continue to this day just try to let females do what they do. And if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, because I feel like a real woman is going to not let that shit slide.
Yeah.
She's going to be the one to be like, this is who I am. Like, women, this is not just men being authentic. This is, y'all got to do your work too. And it's like, we appreciate a strong, valued woman. Well, man. And women in general, like, be yourself and like don't have that malintent and be able to communicate what's going on. Like, we are here to understand, we're here to listen. But I feel that, and you got to have that barrier, because if you start to give yourself up too much for that person, you lose yourself in that process. And I feel like for me and the bad relationships I had, that was my biggest obstacle to overcome, which was finding myself again, because I didn't realize how much I've actually given to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Until it was too late and I was just left in the dust and I had to pick up my pieces all over again. Whereas now, if you want to go, go. Like, yeah. I can't force you to be here.
Simple.
I don't want to force you to be here, because I got to force you to be here. That means you're not supposed to be here,
mm-hmm.
you know? And right. At the same time, like, don't come back when you feel like you fucked up.
Yeah, don't do that, because that's you just going to make you look stupid. that's my everything. But, like, even, like, I'll give you a situation, bro. So just tell me, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to ask you how you would react.
Yeah.
So one Valentine's Day, bro, I didn't give my girl anything, like, before the Valentine's Day. I got it on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I came home with her when I used to work at Walmart. I came back, got some flowers, like, you know, vase, got her some other things, woo-woo. So I got there, bro, and instantly as I walked in the door, she starts screaming at me, talking about, like, why the fuck didn't you give me this shit before Valentine's Day? It's like, and she was like accusing me of forgetting and shit like that, because I got her flowers on Valentine's Day and like all that shit. And then she proceeds to fucking, so I had the vase in my hand and she swiped at it and I moved it out the way. And she swiped at it again and it broke on the fucking ground, bro, and shattered. And then all my people that was in an apartment at the time, they all came out. Cause she was sitting there screaming in my face. They thought I was like hurting her, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just continuing to scream at me, and I'm just sweeping up the glass, bro. And I was just, and I stayed with her another 2-3 years after that.
That's tough. That's tough. I think for me, in that situation, after the first swipe, and after the glass broke, if I didn't verbally spaz, because I'm never going to lay my hands on a woman. Mm-hmm. That's not morally correct.
Yeah, cannot.
Never. But if I didn't verbally spaz, I'd walk away. Because at that point, like, what are you yelling at me for?
Yeah.
Today is the day that this is supposed to happen. This is not, it wasn't yesterday. It's not the 13th. It's not the 15th. So I definitely didn't forget about it. Today is the day of the actual day. And you want to be mad that I got you something today? That's not right.
It confused me, bro. And I was just like, you're so fucking ungrateful. It made me not want to give her shit ever again.
Right. It shouldn't have. And then to be there for 2 years after, that's tough.
Bro,
because then in the mindset, you're like, all right, that was one thing. I can make this work. Yeah. We can fix this.
Exactly. But, and then never, I mean, just ever since then, I just trickled down, bro, because it's just like, after that, I always felt that she was ungrateful, bro,
mm-hmm.
for shit that I, because like, even another thing, bro, I used to call her beautiful every day, bro. Like, when you're my girl, I'm gonna let you know every day that you look good. But it's like, I asked her for reassurance and she would never give it to me. Like, I would have to ask her to be like, do you think I look good?
You a words of affirmation guy? Love language, you know about that? It's like words of affirmation, like affirming things like, oh yeah, you look good today, or thank you for this,
yeah,
whatever.
Bro, I don't have to have that shit every day, but I would like it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, bitch, I tell you every day that I think that you're beautiful and gorgeous, and you can't tell me nothing.
One day, just hype me up.
Just simple. Like, yeah. She's always like, you know you look good. Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like,
right.
I want you to think
right.
that I look good.
Right.
Like, it just killed me, bro.
Right.
I just never understood why she felt the need to like kind of like down talk me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, you're supposed to be my girl. You're supposed to hype me. And you never
you're supposed
to
support me
you
in
never
this.
Do that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bro.
Well, obviously, it wasn't the right one. And we moved far from
at
that.
At all, bro. And now Shorty done gained about 50 pounds.
And now look at her.
She gained all the weight that I lost.
Look at her. Like, here, I got you something.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. That's wild. But hey, man, you're a better person for it. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm glad that shit shaped and molded me, bro. Now I really know, like, what I want in a female and what
right.
I don't.
And that's the biggest lesson.
Yeah.
Through all the trials and tribulations, there's still always a lesson to it. That was big. That was deep. We really got into we started with fitness, and we got into the nitty-gritty relationships.
Yes, sir.
So, y'all listening, you know, feel free to reach out and get some feedback, but we're going to ended on a lighter note, cut the tension out the air, bro. What's going on? What you got? What you looking forward to in the next couple, months of the year, closing out 2022?
And I just look forward to just continuing to better myself in the gym, obviously my mental health, and just continuing to just try and be a better man, you know, and just try and be that person that I've always known that I could become.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big word there, become.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm just glad that I have people like you, bro, and just to continue to just help me mold me as a person and to, like, just like everybody else, like Dane, Josh, you know, just
good people, good energy.
You know, like, we hype each other up, bro, and it's
yeah, we make shit fun.
Yeah, bro, it's amazing, bro. I'm just so glad that I got the opportunity to come and move down here to Tulsa because at first, bro, I was here for, like, what, like 3 months. Couldn't find a job, bro. And I finally walked into the gym one day and got the job, like, pretty much on the spot.
Yeah,
like,
y'all
and like
hired?
You said, and like you said, bro, I got here and literally clicked with, like, pretty much everybody, like, from off the rip.
Yeah.
And that really, like, helped me want to become, like, come back to work. And, like,
right.
Actually have make fun and, like, go out and shit. Because, like, when I got here, bro, I was pretty depressed. I didn't have a job, bro.
Yeah, that's just defeating.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm just so happy to be here today, bro. And just
facts.
Continuing to
just grow it out. Finish,
you know
finish the year strong.
Yes, sir.
Big bet. What is there a quote that you carry with you every day or, you know, frequently in life when shit gets tough or when shit's good?
So, I would say that I don't really have a quote, but I guess I could have a saying that if you think that you can't overcome something, there's somebody that knows that you can overcome that. And,
okay.
And like, just depends on, like, like what? What am I trying to say, bro? Like, I guess bottom line is you just gotta have confidence in yourself to do anything in life.
Be able to take that risk.
Yeah.
Make that step.
Like you can't be scared to step out of your comfort zone. That's like with this whole weight lifting shit, bro. Like me and you both stepped out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
To get where we're at today, like
we cut out the shit that we love to do.
Yeah.
And made a change in our life.
Like the fast food, cut out all.
Yeah, well, it's not easy. Cause that shit tastes good,
bro. Felt so good.
But you have to do it to build that life of what you want.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you can't come back and enjoy those things later on, but you got to put the work in to enjoy those simple pleasures.
And people don't want to put that work in.
And then they don't.
Every day.
Uh-huh. And then they don't understand moderation.
Yeah.
Like, it's either cold turkey or nothing, but that's not it. Like, life's still meant to be enjoyed in every aspect. Because at the end of the day, if you live a boring life, that's because you chose to live a boring life. And I don't want to live a boring life. You don't want to live a boring life.
At all.
Nobody really wants to live a boring life. So you have that power of choice to step out and take that risk. But again, don't let that shit consume you.
At all.
Like, cannot. Moderation, balance and everything. And then last question to wrap it up. I'm going to ask it in two parts. So in general, who you listening to right now? What's their top song that you fucking with?
So I really fuck with Juice WRLD, bro.
Good shit.
And one of my favorite songs by him is Armed and Dangerous.
Good shit.
And that shit just, bro, that shit just gets me so hyped. And even to live, just even in the car, bro, I could be sad on the day and I play that shit.
It just changed
hyped,
the whole
bro.
Mood.
Whole mood, dog.
Well, Ali, you already kind of answered the question because I was going to ask you, like, every day what it is and then what's your favorite hype song to listen to in the gym. So it falls in both.
Yep. Definitely, bro. I play that song, bro. Block that shit out, bro. I'm going crazy.
That's it.
Going crazy.
And once those beats, the snares start going a little bit.
Going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my boy, I appreciate you coming on here, dog.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
It's been a great conversation, dog. I love the perspective. I love your growth, bro. And I look forward to actually getting some workouts in with you.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Continue to grow in this shit and get big, my guy.
Yes, sir.
So for y'all listening, thank y'all for listening. Please like and subscribe. Oh, before we go, please drop your social media handles for the world to follow you.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
While he's doing that, remember, y'all, this is the Be Real Presents Humble Alpha. Life's only one take. Be real, because there is no be real. Be humble. Stay hungry.
My Instagram is M3TRICK for all of you out there. M3TRICK.
There it is. That's my man, Metric. So until next time, it's been a pleasure. Peace.